President Bush has outlined his plan to reform Medicare. He wants to add coverage for prescription drugs and give patients a greater choice of coverage. Medicare serves some 41 million elderly and disabled Americans. The president announced his plan this morning to members of the American Medical Association who are meeting here in Washington. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the White House. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Bob.
The president said in his State of the Union message that Medicare should be reformed. What's his plan?
Well, the president has been talking about it for some time, but what he sketched today is still just the barest of outlines. Mr. Bush said seniors should have a number of options, staying in traditional Medicare, the fee-for-service program where patients can choose their own doctors. The president would offer those beneficiaries a discount on prescription drugs, a kind of a debit card. The administration says it would save seniors anywhere from 10 to 25% on drug costs, as well as some protection against high out-of-pocket expenses. The president proposes a second option, what he calls enhanced Medicare, in which seniors would have multiple health plans from which to choose. They would get their prescription drug benefits and be able to choose their own doctors. Under this plan, the federal government would pay most, and individuals would pay part of the cost. And there's a third option, what the White House calls Medicare Advantage, which would enable seniors to opt out of traditional Medicare in favor of similar packages offered by private insurers, presumably at lower cost. Here's how the president described it this morning.
The element of choice is essential. When a bureaucracy is in charge of granting benefits, new benefits usually come slowly and grudgingly, if at all. When insurance providers compete for a patient's business, they offer new treatments and services quickly. If they don't, the patient, the customer, will look for better services elsewhere.
What will this cost, Brian?
A good question, Bob, and one we still don't fully know the answer to. Mr. Bush says he's going to offer these three options to Medicare recipients at a cost to the government of an additional $400 billion over 10 years. But it's still unclear what individual beneficiaries would pay for enhanced coverage, the second and third options we talked about. And the president still hasn't set out how much prescription drug benefits seniors would receive beyond a minimum $600 for low-income recipients. And we still don't know what the caps would be for out-of-pocket expenses.
And what will Congress say about all this?
They're already reacting, and not all that favorably. There's been criticism that the traditional fee-for-service Medicare should include a full prescription benefit, something the president isn't offering at this point. You may recall last year the Senate, when it was controlled by Democrats, offered a $900 billion reform plan. Presumably, they'll have one of their own this year. But now both chambers are controlled by the Republicans, so I think there's pressure to get something done, but still far from a consensus. And one other thing, the plan doesn't address the long-term funding needs of Medicare, which is expected to face some 77 million recipients as the baby boomers reach retirement age in less than 30 years. So there's still a lot of things that we don't know and will have to be solved by Congress.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House.